in schools, they were built over a stream or something, you know, but I don't know what it was, how these pits were supposed to be sanitary, but they were. I don't know how. But anyway, we had, for the women, sanitary toilets. But the men, you know, they just, where I boarded out in the country, they just went to the woods and used corn cobs to wipe themselves on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard of that.
You heard of that?
I've heard of that.
And I've heard of them having toilets with the corn cobs piled up, but the Adams always had plenty of newspapers, and also we had other paper, too. We didn't have toilet paper, though, no.
But you had, what was the place where you kept the pigs? What did you call it?
Oh, the pigs. You have to have a pig pen for the pigs because they have to be fattened. And, part of it, you would have a platform where they could get off of the ground and eat and nap and so forth, but there was always some part of it left where if it rained or anything, they could wallow in the dirt, in the mud and so forth. Did I tell you about Mr. Griggs having such a clean pig pen, you know,
yes,
that the flies wouldn't
yes,
even go about
that,
it?
That was great.
But everybody kept their pig's pen up. After they were above the baby age, you know, and trying to get them. And they had boxes, you call them troughs, homemade troughs that were made, and you'd save everything edible from the house. And to carry down, and you call it slop, you know, and have it, pour it in this trough so that four or five can eat it once if they want to, you know. And of course, you fed them grain to harden up their meat a little bit later when they were getting fat enough to eat.
Aunt Mamie, where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration? Was there do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you could set jugs or crocks of milk and butter?
I heard of people doing that, but I told you what we did before Papa built the little refrigerator that led up and down. We had long ropes and we kept the milk hanging in the well. I don't know about the we must have for a while I had a little refrigerator out there, but we couldn't keep ice all the time, but that's what we did. So, and anybody who had a spring and lived near a creek could do something like that, but of course you'd have to have it protected. You couldn't just have it out in the open because it's animals and bugs and varmints and so forth. So I don't know what people did who didn't have a well or a spring house or something. Spring house is what they call it. You know, they have a spring house over a spring.
Mm.
By the way, the lot that Jack bought in Lafayette had a spring running by the side of it, and somebody had built you put flat rocks there, you know, and catch the water, you know, and go down and it was interesting.
What did you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, other animals walk around?
Well, the barnyard.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
The pasture.
Was this fenced?
Yes, the barnyard and the pasture had to be fenced.
What did you have a name for the grass that grows in a cotton field where you didn't want it?
Oh, well, you didn't ever let grass grow in the cotton field.
Okay.
But